Shalom uvracha to everybody. Baruch shechiyanu v'kiyumanu v'higyanu l'zman hazah. Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. Tafshin Pehei. We have been kept alive and sustained and been zocha to reach this very time to start learning Chumash all over again. On Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, the very day that we finish v'zos habracha, Chasan Torah, we start Sefer Bereishis and start the Torah all over again. Chasan Bereishis. Chasan Torah Aliyah finishes with Osa Bracha. Chasan Bereishis Aliyah begins Bereishis. Why? Because Torah is never finished. As soon as we finish the Einei Kol Yisrael, we begin Bereishis Baralki Mesa Shemayim Vesar. It's Torah is a scroll, not a book. In a book, the first word of the book and the last word of the book do not touch. They don't meet in the middle. The first word is the first word, and a few hundred pages later, you get to the last word, and that's it. The first is the first, the last, there's no connection. Not so in Torah. The last letter of Torah is a lamed, le'enei kol Yisrael. The first word of Torah is a base, breishis baralukim, and they meet in the middle. We roll the Torah as a scroll so that the lamed and the base meet, because the Torah is the lave of Am Yisrael. It is the spiritual heart of every Jew. It is the spiritual heart of our nation. And that means that the end of Torah, Lamed, Leine Kol Yisrael, Vizosa Bracha, beginning of Torah, Beis, Bracious, Brother, Kibis, Shemai, Vizars, have to be connected because they meet in the middle. What is the connection between the beginning, the end of Torah and the beginning of Torah, which are both read on Simchas Torah, the day that we celebrate the Heilige Torah Kedosha, the day that we celebrate Ashreinu, Matov, Chalkeinu, Manayim, Goraleinu, the day we finish with Zosar Bracha and begin Bereishis? How can we connect the end with the beginning? And that's what I want to do with you today. So what is the very end of Chumash? The last week, Pesukim of Zosar Bracha, there never again arose a prophet in Israel like Moses, who knew God face to face. The chala osos for all the signs, v'hamosim and the wonders, l'shor shalcha Hashem l'asos beretz Yitzrayim, that God sent him to do in the land of Egypt. The power, l'chala avadav, to Pharaoh and all of his servants, l'chala arzo and his whole land, l'chala yada chazaka and to all the strong, and l'chala mora, God on all the great awesomeness, asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael, that Moshe did before the eyes of all of Israel. What is the greatest awesomeness that Moshe did? So Rashi tells us, last Rashi to Chumash, how do we remember Moshe? What's the last lesson he left us with? What does the Einei Kol Yisrael mean? So Rashi says, Shenoso libo lishbar haluchos leinim. His heart motivated and inspired him to break the luchos before the eyes of Israel. Shenema, like the Pasuk says earlier in Devarim, Perek Tes, I smashed the luchos before your eyes. And Akosh Baruch Hu is masking. Akosh Baruch Hu agreed with this final, greatest act of Moshe. The Einei Kol Yisrael, Akosh Baruch Hu is masking. Shenemar, like Hashem says to Moshe, Asher Shibarta, that you broke, which implies Hashem is saying to Moshe, Yisher Kochach Asher Shibarta, good job. Yashar kocha literally means from the word yashar, straight. Kocha means strength. Your strength should be straight, or your strength is straight. Now we use it to say yashar koach, a job well done. Just the literal words means your strength is straight. Hashem is saying to Moshe, good job. Yashar kocha shoshibarta, that you smash luchos. What's the pshat? There's so many pshatim on this. It's a famous teirit, and there's so many ways to answer. Famous kasha, I should say. With many famous teiritzim, many famous answers, but I want to suggest as follows. One answer is that we have to understand that after we learn through the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, 613 mitzvos d'oraisa, thousands of mitzvos d'rabbanan, and for example, don't light a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. Vayikra, no, Shemos, Parshas Vayakol, 35:3. Don't wear shanis. Fast on Yom HaKippur. Sometimes you have to break the Torah to keep the Torah. It's true, those of you who age b'chamash v'sechem b'yam Shabbos, but sometimes for pikuach nefesh, you have to light a fire in the Shabbos place. It's true, don't wear shanis. But wait a minute, the Kohen Gadol does wear shanis in his begadim that he wears. It's true, you have to fast on Yom Kippur, but sometimes a person, I'll pee the Rav and I'll pee the doctor, does not fast on Yom Kippur. So Chazal coined a phrase for us, shavira zuhi kiyuma. Sometimes the breaking of Torah is the keeping of Torah. Sometimes the transgression of mitzvahs becomes a mitzvah. I quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, Zatzal, who related the following to his Talmidim in Yeshiva University, and this is brought down in the Sefer, the Rav, I always tell you my sources, The World of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Volume 1, by Rabbi Aaron Rakefet Rothkopf. The Rav remembered as a youth, he once took ill while visiting his grandfather in Brisk. It was Friday night. He probably had strep throat, the Rav related. They sent for the doctor, who was not Jewish. Standing around the sick youngster, being the Rav himself, were his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, and the famous Dayan of Brisk, Rav Simcha Zalig Roiger, who was very close to Rav Chaim. The doctor utilized the glow of the kerosene lamp to examine the young boy's throat. Rav Chaim Brisker asked the boy's grandfather whether the doctor felt it was necessary to turn up the lamp. The doctor responded it would not be a bad idea. Rav Chaim immediately turned to son Rav Moshe, the boy's father, and asked him to turn up the lamp. Rav Moshe was hesitant. Intuitively, he exclaimed, "It is Shabbos." Asked the doctor, "Does he really need more light?" The Rav remembered his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, became angry at his father, Rav Moshe. He declared to Rav Simcha Zalig that his son, Rav Moshe, was an ignoramus. His son did not understand. Shabbos plays no role when there is danger to life. The Brisker, dying immediately, turned up the light. The footnote does point out, which you might be thinking to yourself as well, the footnote points out that Rav did not know why Rav Chaim himself did not adjust the light, which is an interesting nekuda. I certainly do not have an answer if the Rav, the Zatzal, did not know why his grandfather did not turn up the light. But we see from the story, Shavira Zuhi Kiyuma. Lo Saviru Eish B'chal Mashal Sechon B'yam HaShabbos. Sefer Shemos, Parshas V'yakol, Perek Lamed, Hey, Pasuk Gimel in the Book of Shemos. All night of fire, and all your dwelling places on Shabbos. Wait, the boy is sick. The doctor needs more light. And those days, perhaps, strep throat is pikuach nefesh. I don't know, lamaisa. So Rav Chaim said, turn up the lamp immediately. His son was hesitant. Rav Chaim said, the boy's an ignoramus, my son. The Dayan, the famous Brisker Dayan of Simcha Zalig, immediately turned up the lamp. So the last lesson of Rashi is after you learn through the whole Chamisha Chimshei Torah, you have to know Shvir Zuy Kiyuma. Sometimes you have to break the Torah to keep the Torah. And that in itself is keeping the Torah. A person has to eat on Yom Kippur because the Rav and the doctor said. Now the Rav is a Yerushalmayim and the doctor understands what Yom Kippur is. But you have to eat, so you have to eat. So what does it have to do with Bereishis? When we start the Chumash all over again, we are embarking on a Baruch Hashem, a new year of Limud Torah. And we have to know, of course, we strive our utmost to always keep the Torah as it's written. But the lave of Torah, the Lamed Beis, the heart that beats within us, always has to remind us there are times al patz de karbi. I remember I once asked a question. It's from Kohelas. Kohelas perek zayin pasuk tazayin. Kohelas tells us, the smartest man who ever lived, Shlomo Melech, al tihid tzad de karbi. Sometimes you have to know when to not be such a tzad. Now, I'm not coming here and recommending that as we start the Chumash, a person should go with the attitude of, I'm going to be breaking Torah. Chas v'shalom. We strive to always keep Torah how it's written. How the Chachamim understand, how the Mefarshim understand, how our Rabbanim Paskin. Of course, that's the highest ideal of the Chatchila. But sometimes the Chatchila becomes Shavira Zuhi Kiyuma. And that's the last lesson of Chumash. How do we see it in the beginning? When we start learning Torah again, Bereishis, you have to know that the lave of Torahs are always beating. The end and the beginning are connected. We're never finished. So I realized to myself, the last thing Hashem says, the last thing this Rashi quotes, Hashem says to Moshe, is Yasher Kocha Shoshribarta. Good job that you broke the luchos. Shibarta, shin, beis, reish, tof. If you look at the word bereishis, okay? Beis, reish, aleph, shin, yod, tof. Bereishis is the letters of shibarta with an aleph and a yod. Write it down on a paper as I'm speaking, or maybe envision in your head. Or open up your chumash to say for bereishis. The first word bereishis, beis, reish, aleph, shin, yod, tof, is the letters of shibarta plus an aleph yod. The entire Torah, there are my son-in-law just told me that the Vilna Gaon says that every mitzvah in Chumash is encapsulated in the word Bereishis, not in Parshas Bereishis. The word Bereishis includes every single mitzvah in Chumash. Imagine that. So what's the mitzvah of Yasher Kocha Chasha Shibarta? The mitzvah of Shavira Zuhi Kiyuma. It's also encapsulated in Bereishis. How? Bereishis is the letter Shibarta Aleph Yud. What's the pshat? Shibarta is, sometimes you have to break the Torah. Aleph is Anochi Hashem. The Achdus of Hashem, the oneness of God that directs all aspects of our life. And the Yud stands for the Aseres HaDibros. For a Jew to accept the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to keep the Aseres HaDibros, which Rashi tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, all Rav Sadia Gaon says also encapsulate all the mitzvos. And a person has to know that sometimes shibarta. We strive to keep the mitzvos as best as possible. Bereishis Baruch Hu Mishra Shemayim Vizart. Vayashar Kochach HaShem Shibarta. Bereishis is Shibarta Aleph Yud. Vilna Gaon says that Bereishis, the word, encapsulates every mitzvah in Torah. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to break the Torah. Shibarta Aleph Yud. Then we accept the Achdus of Hashem. And then we are truly keeping the Aseres HaDibros. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep us healthy, sound, and well. Healthy mind, healthy body, healthy spirit, physically and spiritually, to keep the Torah the way it's written. But if it's necessary, Shibarta, then Bereishis becomes Shibarta Aleph Yud. Through breaking the Lucho sometimes. Hopefully it won't be necessary. But we accept the Achdus of Hashem upon ourselves. We know that that's our avoda. We keep the Aseres HaDibros. And that Be'ezer Hashem, we will enjoy a beautiful journey through the Sefer of Torah, Ashreinu, Matov, Chalkeinu, Umanayim, Goleinu, in the coming year of our Limudim, Be'ezer Hashem, call to of. Thank you to all, and best wishes for a Shabbat Shalom.